good night. This is Joanna from National Opinion Survey, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, if it's okay for you. Does anyone in your house work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you, sir. Let me ask you another question, okay? Give me just a second. Does anyone, give me just a second. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I will do another question. What are the chances you will vote in November general elections for President U.S., Senate and U.S. Congress and other office? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you no vote? What is your chance, sir?
50-50.
All right. Thank you. So let me just ask you the older one. May I please know what is your age?
I'm over 50.
All right. Thank you. Another question. What racial or ethnic group best describe you? White, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Asian American, or Native American, or other?
I'm not going to answer that.
All right, no worries. Thank you. We're putting down a no. Next question. Thank you so much for helping us with this survey, all right? It will be more than less than 10 minutes. Please grade your level of motivation for voting in this year elections for president, U.S., Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, from 1 to 10.
Wait a minute, dear. You just asked me that question. What my chances of voting were, and I said 50-50. Did I not?
Oh, no. This is about the level of motivation. I don't know, from 0 to 10, 6, 7, 8. What is your motivation that you had for to vote?
3.
3. Okay. Thank you. So next question is, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. So let's see. Do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing, the Sherrod Brown as a senator? Do you strongly approve? You disapprove or you don't know?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you for your answer. Next one. What about Donald Trump as a former president? Strongly approve, disapprove, or you don't know?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden as a president? The same question. Approve, disapprove, or you don't know?
Sucks.
Okay, so you disapprove. All right,
strongly
thank you.
Strongly disapprove.
No worries. I already marked it down. And what about Mercy Capture as a congresswoman? You approve, you disapprove, or you don't know?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you. All right. Next question. It's almost the same, but with different lists. So I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you had a favorable or favorable impression. If you had no hear of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know, okay? What about First Energy? You know about it? You never hear? You know about this?
I know about them.
You know about it, okay. So someone first, okay. What about Mercy Capture? You are favorable, no favorable, you never hear about it, or you don't know?
I already told you.
Okay. Oh, no, this is exactly, because that's a different. Okay, we're going to base on that. And Joe Biden, I think that will be favorable, right?
Well,
no, that will be. What about Joe Biden? that will be very favorable. This never hear about it. You refuse about it. This is because I need to list it. And what about Donald Trump?
I strongly disapprove from him.
Okay.
How to apply to this question?
Okay. I know, but I need to ask you because that's part of the survey. I'm sorry. And what about Republicans in Congress and Democrats in Congress?
Dear, I didn't understand what you were talking.
Oh, no. If you are a favor to approve to Republican in Congress, if you approve to vote for them, Republicans or Democrats?
Who am I most likely to vote for?
Exactly.
I don't know. Neutral.
Okay. You don't know about it. Okay. We are not going to put it down here. And the last one, Mr. Derek Mary. You approved, you disapproved, you never heard about it, or you don't know if you approved to be on the Congress.
Never heard about it.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just give you the other question. It will be around 10 questions more, okay? That will be quick. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you. This is almost the same, but with the difference, like, if the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat John Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Trump.
Donald Trump, thank you. Now, the next question. And if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for who will you vote?
Bernie Moreno,
thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who will you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Republican,
thank you. Okay, next question. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Mercy Kaptur?
No chance.
No chance. Thank you. So now I'm going to read just a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. I know. So Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. So she has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of John Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur? Or someone would less like to vote for her? Or does it make no difference for you?
Much less likely to vote for her.
All right. Thank you. Okay. And that will be almost the last question. I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Mary. After each statement, please indicate if make you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less like to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, please say so, okay? So that will be the first statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor on the building of First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merrin's corruption. What do you choose? Much less likely? Someone less likely? No difference. Or you don't know. You refuse.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Next statement. If the state Derek Merrin support anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while Also, could an employee seek leave by Nerling House? In Congress, Marine will stand with two school votes to got Social Security and Medicare, and will raise their retirement age. So what do you choose? The same one, much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or you don't know, or not true?
Well, I didn't know it was not true. That stuff is not true. No difference.
No difference. All right. That will be the next statement. In the state, Derek Marin, Silk Extravagant operates to his office like plush carpeting, new furnitures, at work, and regal signs for land market offices.
Up right there,
while
no
working?
Difference. No
difference. All right. Okay. Okay. And that's them. That will be the three more. Let's see. All right. So as a landlord who has received over $100 million in contribution for real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to add mandatory lease by estating for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his crony could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. What do you choose? Much less likely. I'm
no
sorry?
Different.
No different as well. Yeah, this is pretty much because we want to know, right? And I had only two more. Nearly every Republican them.
Who are you calling for? Who's sponsoring this poll?
Oh yes, we're working with the National Opinion Service for Metro Research in Florida, and we want to know, right, about these opinions. So yeah, and I will be really quick, okay? This is the last one, almost. So nearly every Republican and Democrat to allow military exposed to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their exposed or military transfers, that Derek Marin vote knows. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responder and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress. So what do you choose? Marin even voted no on that. What do you choose?
I don't understand. What are my choices?
Yes, no, the choices was the same. Much less likely, someone less like, no different. All right. And the last one for this statement. Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights.
No difference.
Okay. And that's almost the last question. Based on what you hear, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for him? Yes or not? You're still voting?
Well, I will still vote for him.
Okay. Give me just a second. All right. Next question, and that will be almost. Sometimes, over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again, if the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote, Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin? I know the answer, but let me know. Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school, some college, bachelor, graduating in school, or you don't know, you don't want to answer.
Bachelor.
Okay. Graduating. Okay, thank you. And that will be almost. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat and Republican, independent, or something else? Or would you call yourself on a strong Democrat or Republican? Or not very strong?
Independent.
Thank you. And this is almost the last. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important. Someone what's important, not too important, or you don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. And what about in the 2020 elections for president? Did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? I know you answer as well, but let me know.
Trump.
Donald. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciated your time. We really appreciate it, okay? We complete the service, okay? Have a great night. Bye-bye.